Get ready now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tonight's episode, it's code for... Once again, we soar off into the space age future, 1993, with the officers and crew of the Earth's Space Force. The unaccountably inept agents of the Federal Interplanetary Security System, who kidnapped Interim Captain Casey, have passed out from a lack of oxygen.
You come to rescue me.
Well, Francis, you actually need to stay kidnapped here for a while longer. You see, if we wait till you're promoted from interim to acting captain, we can double your ransom amount.
Now, what's all this dust up? Who misplaced the cell door? And more to the point, who opened a rift in time and space between the brig and the abandoned warehouse?
Everyone else escaped, but I stuck around because UMPs promised me my favorite breakfast. Now, where is it?
Just sit tight, and I'll see if I can rustle up some space eggs and splatch.
Let me ask you, Cadet.
Lieutenant! Oh, sorry, Captain.
Interim Captain. Which leads me back to my question. Although I'm just an interim captain, do you think it's time that I retire?
What was that Commander Train was saying about doubling your ransom amount? If you stick around long enough, you could get your own cut of the proceeds. In any case, you'd get a lot more by ransoming an astrogator, someone not unlike myself, while captains just sit in their chair and say,
full speed,
and
engage this or that.
The astrogator is doing all the work.
So what you're saying is that if we hold out long enough to ransom you, then...
Then you'll have more than enough to retire on.
What do you get out of it?
Some peace. Hopefully. Finally.
Meanwhile, in a nearby corridor...
If you don't mind me saying so, Commander Train, that's some pretty heavy weaponry you used.
It's a snog.
You want a snog? I think that's pretty inappropriate, at least with Lieutenant Commander Fauna so close by.
I'm taking down all your comments, Nemesis, to use them against you later.
Snog. It stands for superheated. Superheating, negating, something. I'm surprised you didn't learn about these in Space Force Academy.
No, we were only allowed to train with weapons-grade sporks. Would you like me to hold the weapon now that you're done with it?
I think not, Cadet.
Wait, hold up. I'm getting a communication in my space audio ear thingy. Yes, he did. Where is he now? Well, thank you. You'll be well paid for that information.
What is it?
One of my many, many little space birds in Space Hangar 9 just tweeted to me that your cadet Billy paid a visit.
He's an incompetent. Why should I care?
Apparently Billy spilled his guts to my informant about someone stockpiling supplies in the space hangar. Pogo sticks.
Nemesis, what have I told you about illegally stockpiling supplies?
No! For once, it wasn't me! I don't even know what a pogo stick is.
I think we all know who it was, Commander Train. And we also know from shared experiences in Space Force Intelligence that pogo stick is the common code term for...
That's all the time we have now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tune in again next week when we'll hear Lieutenant Commander Fauna say...
The common code term for plutonium salami. And we all know what that's code for.
We'd like to thank our cast of stars. Ann Porter, Nancy Roth, Jody Stewart-Strobelt, Scott Herrick, Greg Smith, and Tony Flynn. We'd also like to thank the very model of a postmodern Major General, Brian Lindsay. This episode was written by Kevin Decker with script supervision by Sarah O'Hare. Rocket to the Future is a production of Men in Charge Enterprises. And remember, don't be a fascist.